Razzle Dazzle, happy Saturday. Welcome to the first installment of Jay's Tiny Secrets, the podcast sponsored by the JBR Foundation. Jay's Tiny Secrets, the podcast. Happy Saturday. Take happy care Saturday. Of you. I am one of your hosts, Chanel. And with me is boom. Introduce yourself.
Gracie, the other host of JBR, Jay's Tiny Secrets.
So we're here because we got together and decided we have some stories that we need to share. We have some people that we need to inspire as a result of people inspiring us. And so here we are with the podcast, Jay's Tiny Secrets, totally focused on taking care of you. We're going to get started with the first segment. And the first segment is, well, before we get started, hey, it happens. Look. Before we get started, let's have a greeting, okay? So look, when I was teaching at a certain elementary school, we would have these little advisory sessions. Mm-hmm. And then we would start the morning with a greeting. And so here we are seated together, and the greeting this morning is, we're going to say, happy Saturday, my name is, and then one thing I had so much as a child, I can't stand anymore is. Okay. All right. So I'll start. Okay. Happy Saturday. My name is Janelle. One thing I had so much as a child that I cannot stand anymore is cereal with milk.
Oh my goodness.
I will not eat cereal and milk anymore. I'll eat the Frosted Flakes with some three flavor ice cream.
Oh wow. I can still eat a good bowl of cereal every now and then, but yeah.
What's your favorite cereal?
Well, it used to be Fruit Loops growing up and Frosted Flakes, and my parents would not buy it.
So, why? Because you would eat it too much?
No, because they thought that I should have cornflakes. And so when I got a little bit older, I was like, you know what? Okay, y'all can buy cornflakes because I'm going to go and put sugar on it. And so that's what I would do. I would add my own sugar. So, yeah, keep buying cornflakes. It's fine. Yeah, cereal is for the, I feel like cereal is for the kids. It's not, you know, if I eat cereal now, I'm going to want something else to eat. Like, that's not going to fill me up, you know.
It's just going to be hungry in a little bit.
Yeah. Just something,
and we're not gonna talk about being lactose intolerant.
Oh yeah, that's another show. That could be a whole other show.
It could be. Look. Before we do your greeting, I was thinking about your cereal. I can remember as a child going with my mom and dad at the first of the month to the grocery store. And we would fill up, it was so exciting because we would fill up the shopping cart with all these groceries and take them back home. And cereal was on the list.
And cereal was on the list. I love it.
Yes.
And you know what? You know what's even worse? When you buy the off-name brand cereals. I went to a friend's
house.
I went to a friend's house, and that's all her mom would buy is like the off, like instead of like maybe Cocoa Puffs, it was like Cocoa Buffs or something. I don't know, but it was, it wasn't good. So,
all right, I pass the greeting to you.
Yes, okay, so my name is Tracy, and one of the things that I am, is it tired of? Is that it?
One thing you had so much as a child that you can't stand anymore.
One thing that I had so much of as a kid is cream of wheat. I cannot stand. So it still falls along the lines of cereal, but it's a hot cereal, right? I cannot stand cream of wheat. No.
Do you eat grits?
I do eat grits. I love grits. In fact, I'm really good. I can make some good grits. Yes. I can make some amazing
grits. I bet your grits don't taste better than mine.
I bet you they do.
Okay, we're gonna have us a grits cook-off.
Yeah.
What brand of grits you use?
You said what brand? I'm not telling you my secret. No. No, I'm not telling you my secret.
Quick grits, instant grits, or real
instant grits? What's that? We don't do that over here. No, no, no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Somebody you. Said Instagram. That's an automatic, you're out of here.
I try to tell my mama and my daddy, instant grits don't taste like regular grits.
They do not.
I don't care what you put in it. I don't care how you cook it.
Exactly. Exactly. It tastes like something you should give like the babies because they don't know any better, you know, like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old. And but no.
Yeah.
No.
Somebody with no taste buds.
Exactly. And somebody that young will appreciate it, you know? But no.
Yep.
No, no instant grit. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to do that one day.
Okay, one day. All right. Yeah. So here we go. Let's move on to the next part of our podcast, and that is segment one. What season are you in, and what are you doing to take care of you? I need to explain this question, and I need to explain seasons. When we first started talking about doing this podcast, it was important to me that this question be raised at every podcast, but it's one that's challenging. It causes you pause because just asking someone, how are you? You automatically get what, Tracy? Hey, Tracy, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. But really, maybe I'm not good.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
All right. You too.
Okay. Take care now. Bye.
You too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now my turn.
Okay.
Jay, how
are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm all right.
You're fine? Oh, okay. Good to hear.
How are you?
And you know what? I'm good too, girl.
Okay, then good. All right. Well, you have a good one, all right?
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Now,
and
that is typically how
mm-hmm. a lot of conversations go. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I had said was, it's okay to say, you know, I'm not at my best today. I'm okay, but I'm not at my best, mm-hmm. you know, and that's okay. Because sometimes we're not good. Yeah.
It is okay. It is okay to recognize. It is okay to not be okay.
It is okay not to be okay.
So when we pose the question, what season are you in? It's not necessarily a winter, spring, summer, or fall. Although it may be a winter, spring, summer, or fall. The Bible, I want to say Galatians. It may be Ephesians. I'm not really sure. But to everything, there's a season and a time and a place. And if you can recognize the season that you're in, then you can set your mind to be prepared for that season. And you're able to function because you know what season you're in. And I can make it even plainer for you. If we know that it's summertime outside, we're not going to necessarily put on our sweatpants and our hoodie to go to the store because it's hot. So we prepare for the season that we are going outside into. And I feel like it's important for us to prepare for the seasons that we're in that we can't see. But the seasons that we cannot see, we have to be prepared for. All right, so let's pop it off. Here we go. What season are you in, and what are you doing to take care of you? That is the question. Give you a moment to actually like stop and think about what season are you in and what are you doing to take care of you? Let's take a moment and think about that question. And then we'll answer it.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're ready, you can share. I'll let you go first whenever you're ready.
Okay, so let me preface this, guys, with this. So as Janelle mentioned, and we spoke about this before, and you know, I kind of pushed back on the whole season thing, and I told her, I'm like, Listen, I'm in a lot of seasons, I feel like. I'm in many different, you know, seasons. And let me just say, sometimes you can't really prepare because we know that, you know, especially living here in Atlanta, it can be cold in the morning and warm in the evening. And so you may or may not be prepared for it. And it's okay, right? As we enter into different seasons. But to answer the question, the season that I am in is the season of renewal and restoration. I feel like it's going on probably about a year. It will be a year in September. And I had something that a health scare that kind of made me just look at things a little differently, put things a little bit more in perspective. We always talk about, you know, life is not promised. You never know when, you know, when your time is up and so forth and so on. So again, it took me just to a different perspective of how I view things now. So I am in a season of restoral, renewal. I decided that I wanted to transition out of the field that I was working in, which was the healthcare field. And I wanted to do more. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do something impactful, you know? So many times with, you know, our jobs, we just do it just to be doing it. There's not necessarily any passion behind it. There's not necessarily anything that you can say that once you leave, that someone's going to remember what you did. So I'm in that season of just restoring, renewing. I feel good about myself. I feel great about myself. And again, that's not great to say that I don't have good days or bad days or better days. But yeah, I feel like I've been reborn after my health situation. So I'm in a really great place, although everything is not perfect with me right now. But because I've been restored, I've been renewed, I'm in a great place. And so part of the other thing with this is you talked about what are we doing to take care of ourselves? So what I'm doing to take care of myself is meditation. And I've been on the meditation journey for quite a while. And so let me just say this. Meditation is not as easy as it sounds. And here's why, at least for me. Because
school us.
So what happens is the whole idea is to bring your thoughts to a place where actually you're not thinking of anything. You are not thinking of the day-to-day things. You're not thinking about what you did yesterday, what you're going to do tomorrow. But somehow through meditation, the brain, right, without you even knowing, will revert back to something in your life, something that you're thinking about. So that's why I say that it is a challenge to meditate. And I encourage anybody to try it for just 5 minutes to truly clear your mind of everything, your kids, your family, your job. And I guarantee you, it is not as easy. Try it for just 5 minutes. But yes, so I like to do meditation, a daily meditation in the morning for me. And again, it only takes about 5 minutes to literally just close your eyes. And you know, we see this a lot. Well, that's not what it's about either. You know,
run it back. Run it back.
No. Okay. That's not what it's about. It's literally taking that time to clear your mind. And should you revert back to something, I encourage you to start it another 5 minutes, you know.
You know what? You say meditation and it to clear your mind, and it makes me think of metacognition, where we are going, but if someone, we need to stop and think about what we're thinking about. When you stop and think about your thinking, then you are causing pause.
You're causing
pause. Another set. Causing pause.
And I encourage people, because here's the thing. We have 24 hours in the day, and yes, we're very busy, right? But if you can't take 5 minutes to just clear your mind and not focus or concentrate on anything, you're doing yourself a disservice. So I encourage everybody, you pick a time of day if you can and meditate.
Restoration and what?
Restoration and restore. Renewal and restore.
Renewal and restore. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So I'm in a season of renewal and restoration or restore. So with that being said, now I pose the question back to you, girlfriend.
Okay.
What season are you in and what are you doing to take care of?
Well, I think Riley thought you were talking to her, so. Yeah, she's having her moment right now. Riley. Okay. I am in a season of excitement. I'm in a season of change. And I think, like, if you had asked me this question last week, I would have said I'm in my waiting season. You know, but I feel like I'm getting to a point where the wait is over. The waiting is almost over. And so I'm entering into a season of excitement. And it feels wonderful.
Good.
It feels so good. And I'm so thankful to, you know, move from one season to the next season, because being in that season of wait caused me pause. So now I feel like, okay, we're getting there, we're moving along. And what am I doing to take care of me during all of these seasons is mentally remembering to put me first. And taking time to spend time with me, mm-hmm. and doing something that I want to do. I always make sure that I'm doing something for me because it keeps me going. You know, if I can take care of me, then that will give me the strength that I need to take care of those who depend upon me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
It's not selfish when we say take care of you. It's sacrificial, where it's necessary that I take care of me, no matter what season I'm in. It comes a little difficult when it's a little valley season, need a little support, but it's always at the forefront to take care of me. You know, take care of me. It's always at the forefront. So, we leave nothing off the table.
I love it.
Is there anything that we need to talk about today?
Yeah.
We're going to move to our second segment here. And so here we go.
I'm really excited about this one here.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, let's share. Segment two. How you do?
Segment
what you do?
Two.
Segment two. Who inspires you?
Who inspired you? You know what?
Who inspired you?
Okay. All right. Segment two, who inspired you? Okay. So my story is going to go a little differently, I think, than what most people think about in terms of being inspired or someone impacting your life, okay?
Okay.
So let me set the scene up, because I guarantee you it's not what you think. All right. Because a lot of times we think of the inspiration, of course, you know, and when we say inspired, we're talking about today specifically, a teacher maybe, a coach, all right, a professor, right? Okay.
Right,
so,
right.
Let me set the scene up, okay? Because I guarantee you, again, this is not going to be what you think. All right. So this was, well, we'll say middle school. So the school that I went to was a private school where the grades were 1 through 8th grade, right? And I'm in the 8th grade. And so that means that I'm going to graduate that year and then go to college. I'm sorry, go to high school. All right.
Okay.
So, but this teacher, Sister Mary Patrick, and Sister Mary Patrick did not, I mean, yeah, she didn't like me. Yeah, she didn't listen. She didn't like me. So I'll just say this.
What gave you the indication?
If we all were talking, I was singled out. Okay. Just pretty much anything I got in trouble for. And I wasn't a troublemaker. And I mean, all through my grades, I had never gotten in trouble. So, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing differently? Okay. So we're probably what, halfway through the school year. And I remember I'm like, okay, it's February. So it was Valentine's Day. And a lot of times kids give teachers, candy and what, and so forth, right? So I'm like, I'm gonna give Sister Mary Patrick some candy and maybe she'll ease up
Oh,
off
she'll
me. Yeah, maybe she'll
like
like
me.
me,
Okay.
right? Okay. Now, go to the store, I buy the candy, and I'm ready to give it to her. I even bring it to school. Something inside of me said, don't give her this candy. And I did not give her the candy. And I kept the candy and I ate the candy, Janelle. Now, yes, well, why didn't you give her the why didn't you give her the candy?
Yeah, why
Because
didn't you give her?
you're trying to get her to ease up off of you a little bit, right?
And
So I
wait,
don't
what grade
know.
were you in? This
This
sixth,
is eighth grade.
eighth
This
grade.
is eighth
Okay,
grade,
all right,
right?
continue.
Right. So I ate the candy and I said, I'm not giving this lady nothing. This is what I'm telling myself. I'm not giving her anything. And I don't know whether it was my mother or whether I had read it someplace or heard it someplace, but I remember someone saying, no matter what, no one can ever take away how smart you are. They can never take that away. And I don't know, it just kind of stuck with me in that moment. And so, I continued the rest of the year. Like I said, this was February. And, I just tried to kind of stay out of her way. Now, fast forward, right? Fast forward, it's time for graduation. Okay. It's time for graduation. And they're giving out awards, and my name is called. And my name is called for science. Okay. I had the top, yes, I had the top grade in science. And so, I knew I had, done well that year, but it kind of shocked me because I'm thinking there's no way she's gonna give me, the top grade. But again, it resonated with me again. You can't take away what I have and know up here. So when I think of someone that inspired me, it was almost reverse. I think it allowed me to push myself even more in terms of buckling down, with my schoolwork. And it allowed me to say, you know what? No matter what someone thinks of me, their thoughts, their perception, right? I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. And so in a small way, I kind of thanked her, I really do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because and she may have known what she was doing, maybe, to get me to push me, sometimes just saying, hey, you need to do this, or you need to work on this, or you're capable of this. Sometimes it's not enough. So whatever was behind it, it worked. And so yes, I took home the science award for the
I
highest
wonder, does
grade.
she know this story?
She does not know this story. She doesn't
Is
know
she
this
still
story.
living?
And I'm not sure if she's still living or not either. So there's that. But yes, it would be a great opportunity to speak with her and say, did you know that I felt like, that you just didn't like me that year, and I've never had a teacher like not like me. So I said, this was new for me, and yeah, it would be interesting to see what she would have to say with that. And to also share with her that, yeah, at that point and I always got good grades, A's and B's. So that wasn't really a hard thing, but I think it did allow me to just really just focus. So yeah, I thank Sister Mary Patrick for that.
Yes, indeed. Thank you,
Yes.
Sister Mary Patrick.
Thank you,
You
Sister Mary
motivated.
Patrick. Yes.
Hey,
So
she
anyway,
motivated you to keep pressing
to
forward.
keep pressing forward, right? And again, this is for anybody. So when someone is challenging you or being difficult with you or towards you, Don't let it bring you down. Know who
every stone thrown in your path helped you build your bridge.
Helps you build your bridge. So yeah. So I thank her. All right.
And you know something else? You know what's something that? Else I got from your story. You don't have to buy the things that are due to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy recognition.
Right.
Because your success pays for it.
Indeed. Indeed. But sometimes we feel like we have to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, very good point.
Hey, it's definitely a networking type of society.
Yes. Indeed. Yeah.
So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. We're going to turn it over to you now.
Who inspired me and how? That's the question. I think that's the question. All right. Who inspired me and how? I had to think about this, Tracy. There are so many people who inspire me.
Yeah.
I would probably say my first inspiration that I can remember were my parents. And... Mm-hmm. So,
but now they were teachers.
My mom and dad.
Are they teachers?
No, okay. No. Wait. I think yeah. They know.
They know.
All right. They no. They are not teachers. Okay.
Okay.
However, my mom was a teacher. My dad was a minister and a radiologist.
Mm-hmm.
But he passed like full time, and he worked full time. But to me, it was like the ministry was, I'm not going to say more important. It was as important. So he had two full-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is a retired educator. So I guess when you put one and one together, you get two. And they inspired me because... I can remember going to the grocery store. We always had food. You know, it was special. It was, they showed me the importance of not splurging, but at the same time, providing. They inspired me because they really, really reinforced education. And growing up, it was the kitchen table, sit down, get your homework done. And don't you dare turn in something that is half-assed. I half-assed a couple of assignments.
Yeah.
I was a little hard-headed. It took me a couple of times to figure out, okay, it's this little half-assed and you're doing that. Sweet on me.
Right.
You know, like it took me a couple of half asses, you know, I had to get in trouble a couple of times to figure out, okay, ain't no head stepping.
Yeah.
By the time I turned 40, I finally figured it all out. But they inspired me because they reinforced the importance of education. And then the last way, it's not the last one, but I've just given three. They inspired my spirituality. And so knowing that I need to provide, knowing that education is important, and knowing that my spirituality is important are the things that have grounded me even during like some of my toughest times, because you remember that bottom line, you remember that foundation. And so they inspire me, and that is how.
Okay.
Awesome. Sizzle, sizzle, awesome. Razzle,
dazzle. Yeah,
razzle, dazzle.
Story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my story.
That's your story. Well, I love it. I love it. And you're right. I mean, today we picked one person, and I say one because I'm talking about, both of your parents. But of course, there's been others along the way that have inspired me as well, and I'm sure you as well, and definitely, parents, I mean, they cultivate a lot of who we are, and especially in those early years, and being consistent with that, so
yes.
Yeah, definitely shout out to our parents, you know, those that really inspired us through, like you said, education, the encouragement. And I also came from a household where, yeah, you don't get to play. You come home, you take off your clothes, you do your homework, you wait until dinner time, a very structured. And I do appreciate that, you know. So, shout out to our parents who definitely were many of
parents
our
and first educators.
Yeah, right.
Many of our first. Exactly.
And maybe, you know, my mom also is a former educator, so maybe that has something to do with it, you know. Absolutely.
You know, Tracy, this is our first podcast, and it's really a team of four. I want to say thank you for inspiring me to pursue this venture of podcasting. You are my pusher, and I say thank you.
Push a T.
But we're missing two people, and one of the hosts, Chandra, is in the process of moving. And as we move into segment three, I want to take a moment and share with you something that she shared with me this morning. And sometimes I test the waters and I just test our friendships, but I'm pretty sure she would not mind me sharing this with you all. Okay. You know, one of the things that we talked about at the beginning was taking care of us and what season we're in. And if she was able to be here today, she would share what I believe is this. So as we move into segment three, which is where we get ready to close out our podcast, because we don't want to keep you all day. We just want to feed your soul a little bit and give you a little motivation.
We want to keep people all day and continue to just tell the story after story after story. No, like I said,
mm-hmm. We do not want to keep you out, but we do want to share and, you know, provide a little inspiration. I'm going to share this with you. And here we go.
Hello, good morning. My name is Chandra Francois, and I am in a season of elevation. The past few months, I took a moment to pay attention to the seasons that I were in. When this question was first asked to me, I was like, what season am I in? But it helped. It really helped. So I went through a season of healing for a few months. Then I went through a season of forgiveness, and it felt so good because forgiveness was for me. It wasn't for the other person or other people. And I even apologized if I offended or did anything to hurt anyone. But now I'm in a season of elevation. Oh my gosh. I thank God for my strength. I am moving this weekend, so I am not able to be in person on the podcast, but you guys do your best. Sending a hug. Stay lifted.
Wow. I love that. I absolutely love that. Yes. And you know what? I'm almost bringing a little tear because I appreciate Chandra taking those 2 minutes just to do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In the midst of everything that she's obviously doing this weekend. And that's what it's all about. You know, when people say, oh, I can't do it because of this or, you know, this and this, you can. You can always take a moment for what is important to you. And that really touched me that she took that moment to do this. Thank you, Chandra.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah. I think that is a perfect closing to this episode, our very first episode. We miss Chandra. We miss Jason. And we miss you all. So we want to invite you to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. It's only going to grow up from here. And so we invite you to come and grow with us, Jay's Tiny Secrets. This is going to be epic. It is going to be epic. Stay on the lookout. Find Mindset Bracelets on Facebook.com. You can look for Jay's Tiny Secrets on Instagram and TikTok, middle school math teacher. Tracy, what do you like to share in closing?
What I would like to share in closing is I just want to thank you. You know, this is such an awesome opportunity. Many of us, again, are so busy, especially on the weekends. So for us to take this time because we are wanting to share something with others, I love it. I couldn't ask for anything more. As you stated, it's more to come. It's only going to get bigger and better. I look forward to the upcoming podcast that we're going to have. And we hope that through this, that, you know, we're able to just reach people, you know?
Yes, yes.
And reach them in a way that they leave after seeing this podcast, that it makes a difference in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one step at a time. It doesn't have to be a major step. But if something that we say in this podcast today or the future podcast resonates with you, that's what really makes us happy. That's what really drives us. So, yeah, I'm excited, and we will definitely go ahead and close it out. I really want to stand up and dance and sing, but
cha 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 cha.
We'll keep it simple for today.
All right,
we love you guys. Thank you.